This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. With just 1 week until Election Day, President Trump and Joe Biden are racing through battleground states, both in Pennsylvania yesterday, President Trump in Martinsburg.
Started off 4 years ago, remember our meetings and our, it was a love fest right from the beginning, wasn't it? And now it's more so.
But Joe Biden is leading in most national polls. He was in Pennsylvania yesterday, too. Chester, Pennsylvania.
You know me. I am not overconfident about anything. I just want to make sure we can earn every vote possible.
Today, Biden will be in Georgia. President Trump rockets through four states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Nevada. Among the Supreme Court cases, Justice Amy Coney Barrett may vote on fairly soon, a plea from President Trump, who nominated her, to prevent the Manhattan DA from getting his tax returns.
Newly confirmed and soon to be Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett took the first of two oaths of office Monday evening at a White House ceremony shortly after her Senate confirmation. Barrett says her loyalty is to the Constitution.
I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
Amy Coney Barrett will take the second oath from Chief Justice John Roberts in a private ceremony at the Supreme Court Tuesday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Police shot and killed a 27-year-old black man on a Philadelphia street after yelling at him to drop his knife, sparking violent protests. The police say injured 30 officers and led to dozens of arrests. Storm-weary Louisiana once again under a hurricane warning this morning. Hurricane Zeta could hit New Orleans tomorrow night. This is AP News. It doesn't look good for another financial aid package for struggling Americans. That clouds the future for the unemployed, for small businesses, and for the economy as a whole. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com on why Washington is doing what it's doing.
I think the problem is that elected officials in Washington are sort of taking the game of politics more seriously than their mission to serve the American people as a whole.
Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com. Wall Street doesn't like the news either. It had its worst day in a month yesterday, with the Dow down 650 points. A Maryland man's been charged with murder in the death of his father-in-law more than a year after the man was found shot dead at his workplace. Michael Anthony Brown was arrested Monday on a first-degree murder charge for the May 2019 death of his father-in-law, Robert Gorecki, in Carroll County. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.